Joining us now in the studio is Grand Portage wildlife biologist Dr. Seth Moore. He's a biologist with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The Grand Portage Reservation is located northeast of Grand Marais, about 35 miles on Highway 61, and they engage in fisheries and wildlife research projects throughout the year. Dr. Moore joins us regularly to talk about them. Thanks for stopping by today, Seth.
Sure thing, Kara.
And you were saying before we went on the air that you're on your way to a conference, a climate change conference in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the conference that I'm going to is a climate change adaptation planning training that's going to be put on for Indian tribes. And one of the reasons that I'm going there is we're one of the first tribes in the nation to have attempted to put together a climate change adaptation plan. So the organizers of this conference invited me down there to give a talk on our climate change adaptation plan. And then I'm going to attend the training so that they can help me finish up the plan that we've been working on for the last couple of years.
Okay, well, tell us about the plan and what does that entail?
Well, our climate change adaptation plan really is tailored to fit the levels of government that we have in place. So our plan is being developed by the Trust Lands Agency. We have air quality, water quality, forestry, fish and wildlife biology departments within that. So that's where we're really emphasizing our plan. And then in addition to that, we're putting in sections on sustainable food and on alternative energy, because both of those really play into climate change.
Mm-hmm. Why is this important?
Well, climate change is really affecting everywhere in the world at the moment. And so it's really important that we try to anticipate what some of the effects of climate change are going to be. Governments really need to pay attention to how they want to adapt and how they want to manage change when we know this change is happening and we know what some of the changes are going to be. So my job, or our job as we develop this plan, is to think about what sorts of changes we anticipate and how we want to adapt to them. And I guess I could maybe give a quick example of that. You know, in fisheries, we know we have warming temperatures and we have warming water temperatures in our lakes. Some of our lakes are warming up. They historically were trout lakes. Some of our lakes have warmed up so much that they can't sustain trout any longer. And so one of the components of our climate change plan is to adapt our fisheries to a changing climate. And we have an actual case study of that here in Grand Portage. We have a lake called Trout Lake that historically had self-sustaining brook trout populations. Over the last several years, as I was a biologist here, I could see the brook trout numbers tanking in our annual surveys. And I knew that this wasn't occurring because of harvest. It was actually occurring because water temperatures were exceeding the lethal thermal limits for brook trout. And so we had to make some changes in that lake. And some of the changes started before I even arrived in Grand Portage. But we made a executive decision to try to shift the fish community in Trout Lake to a warmer water fish community because brook trout just weren't going to be able to sustain themselves in light of climate change. So we stocked yellow perch in 2004 and we stocked walleye in 2006. Both of those populations have become self-sustaining, yellow perch in particular, though walleye we're still working at by stocking larger sizes. But that's just one of the examples of how we're going to try to shift our management strategies to adapt to climate change.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit more about the conference. Who is putting on the conference?
The conference is being put on by a group called ITEP, which is an Institute for Tribal Professionals hosted out of Northern Arizona University. And so they put on different trainings in different venues across the country for tribal natural resource departments. And this is just one of the subjects that they're working on. They also do air quality trainings and water quality trainings.
Okay, so this seminar is focused exclusively on climate change and how to adapt and to prepare for it?
Yeah, and specifically to tribal governments as well. It's a very focused training.
And you're going to be giving a presentation?
Yeah, I'll be giving a talk outlining some of the strategies that we intend to employ as we adapt to climate change, some of the breakthroughs that we made in terms of planning ourselves, and some of the impediments that we've faced. I mean, we've really struggled to put this plan together because nobody really has a job specifically focused on developing a climate change adaptation plan. So we have to do it with existing staff, with existing budgets and existing time constraints. And then, you know, some of the things that we face were, how are we really going to do this when we don't know what effects climate change are going to have specifically on our natural resources, on our environment. And so, you know, one of the things that we decided upon was this concept of trigger points or thresholds. And I consider this to be a major breakthrough because it really allows us to clearly define how we want to adapt. And I'll give a couple examples, you know, one of which was this case study with Trout Lake. But another example is our moose population, where if I look at our moose population in terms of trigger points, when we have a population of moose, say greater than 60 animals on the reservation, moose population's in great shape. We don't really need to do anything. When our moose population falls between, say, 20 and 60 animals, this is a critical time when we really want to maintain moose on the landscape. We need to do everything that we possibly can. We might want to manage deer numbers to keep them lower. We might want to create habitat for moose. We might want to look at predation. And so that's the area of the moose population that we're in now, is sort of this intense management phase where we're trying to do everything we can to restore them. If the moose population falls below, say, 10 animals per year for a period of 10 animals on the reservation for a period of 5 years, well, we may have to throw our hands up in the air and say, you know what, climate change won on this. The moose population, it's not really worth our energy and time to be able to maintain a greatly diminished population. So we may have to focus on deer management at that point. But that's an example of the type of thinking that we have to do in developing a climate change adaptation plan. And that's why I really think setting these trigger points or thresholds to make our management changes is a good way to think about how to plan.
Interesting.
You know, I think everybody realizes, I hope everybody realizes at this point that it is happening, that there's no more debate. There certainly isn't any debate in the scientific community, and that it's just time to buckle down and really focus on how we plan to deal with this, because it's going to be expensive, it's going to be challenging, and we don't know what all the unforeseen events are going to be as a result of this.
All right. I want to remind people that we're talking with Dr. Seth Moore. He's a biologist with Grand Portage Trust Lands, and he joins us regularly here on WTIP to talk about what's happening in the natural resources world up in Grand Portage. Your daughter, Hannah, likes to share really interesting, fun trivia facts with us. Do you have one for us today?
I sure do. The one I have for today is that ants never sleep.
No way.
Yeah, apparently not.
All right. Well, thank you to your daughter, Hannah, for the trivia. We look forward to speaking with you again in a couple weeks. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kara. It's good to be here.